Because if you differentiate Lady Gaga, it sounds like Lady Gaga.
If you have a function like sine x, this looks pretty boring because it's just a function. But in principle, any function can be a song, and I want to demonstrate this. First of all, here we have a sine x squared. I take this function and plot it from x equal to 0 to 10. I can do that with Mathematica, and I can do that also with Wolfram Alpha or any graphing calculator. So this is a function. And we have seen that. So it's not the sine x here, we have the sine x squared, which means that it starts to oscillate faster and faster and faster as because x squared grows quadratically. And we can look what happens when we do that. Maybe, if you take 1,000 x squared, then what happens is the function becomes so complicated that we cannot more see the function. But fortunately, and that's what Mathematica also has built in, instead of the OT, you just write AY, and then you are able to plot this or hear this, I hope. So that's just, it used to work. So what this is actually what we have here is this, the loudspeaker position. And so if this is fast enough, then that will be transformed into sound waves. And these sound waves go over the air, go into our ear. And we hear that our ear vibrates, the drum in our ear vibrates, and we hear the cosine x. So what happens is we see here this 10,000 x. This is a very fast vibration, and we have multiplied it with cosine x. Why do we hear this? Why do we hear this up and down? So that's the first part. We have just seen a couple of things. We have seen that a music piece is just a function, can be modeled by a function. We have seen the notion of the amplitude, and we have seen the notion of the Hall function, and what I want to kind of still make more clear is this notion of the Hall function, because it involves a little bit of of calculus. So what is the Hall function? So if you have a function like this, 1,000 x, we take sinus of 1,000 x times sinus of x, and we draw the, we look at the critical points. Maybe like that. And what we can do is we can look at these critical points and we can connect them. The maxima, we can connect all the maxima. And we can also connect all the minima. So if you connect all the maxima and all the minima, so connect all the maxima. So that's a function which is maybe well known to you, or frequency which is well known to you. Who has studied music? What is 440 hertz? What is for? C?
A.
A? Great. And so we have a piano here. Let's just say, and let's see whether this is the same. Oh, no. Why not? Maybe that was not the A. I don't know. I didn't try it out, but I think that should be... What? Is, oh, that's the A. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's just called H. You know why it's called H? Because you can play it with a keyboard. Right? And I say plot. You see, it's not connected here. But you see kind of it's 1 and then negative 1, 1 and negative 1, 1 and negative 1, 1 and negative 1. So because the sine of x is this function,
And so what happens with this, if you apply the sine of x, what happens is the function is 1 here, and then it becomes negative 1 here, and it becomes 1 here, and then negative 1. So I want to actually play it. You see, it form is not nice, not like a sine function or something which is kind of like this. This produces as a sound which we actually don't like so much. Let's take the function arc sine of sine of x. Off. What we get is a very beautiful function which is called the sawtooth function. I think. So this is a what our ear does, it splits it up into sine functions. And what happens here with these functions, they have a lot of frequencies above, high frequencies, which we hear. And it can be ugly. So we have 440, that's the frequency which is for the A. And then we multiply with 2 to the S minus 69. The reason why we subtract 69 is because we want the A to be 69, and then we divide by 12. So this is the MIDI function. Which means that if we take S equal to 69, then we have F of, and then actually we have a, so this is the frequency, gives the frequency. Of the MIDI key S. So if S is equal to 6. So music, we have seen music is just a function. That was actually kind of Lady Gaga just as a function. And what is nice is, I mean, we have only sampled it at certain points. How do you actually get this? How do you actually get this function? That's a place, and you have it on the handout, where the seek function is important. You have it on the handout. There is a formula which gives you, from the individual sampling points, gives you actually a function. And that's why I'm very fond of the seek function. That's this formula, which is called the Whittaker-Channon formula. And this seek function, we have actually seen this seek function, sine x over x. That was really an important function, because the value at 0 is 1. That was the fundamental theorem of, not of calculus, but of trigonometry. Waveform, we have seen that. Different waveforms produce different sounds. And we can sum this up, and we have seen this. You actually can be computing the homework some of these half. You can also throw it into a Wolfram Alpha. Wolfram Alpha actually gives you the sound also. So you don't need Mathematica. You can actually throw it, and the command is on the handout. You can throw it in, and you will actually see the half function. It's the successive minima and maxima. And then we have seen this frequency change. That was this formula, this MIDI formula, 440 times 2 to the x min minus 69 over 12. It's interesting why this is exponential, and it has to do with the way our ear hears. You know, it's a we have this cochlea in our ears, which actually kind of which filters the frequencies according to, and then you have nerves which are excited in different places of this cochlea. It's a very interesting story, and we like this exponential function. There are other scales. Why should you take the 12th root of 2? And Stockhausen, who is I never understood this modern music. I tried for many, many years to understand Stockhausen. I cannot. So he took just the 5th square root of 5. So what happens is you have just after 5 tones, you have a 5 times higher frequency. It's quite interesting. Actually, he made some strange This is one of these. You find it on YouTube. He has some music pieces, which are actually very, very pretty. It's mostly empty. So a 16 tone, that's also kind of a 16, you make a 16 tone frequency change. And then you have seen the interference, that's kind of when you take one function and another function, and that's maybe that clicking, you know, and you see that, maybe sometimes you see that also. Approximating functions, that's the reason why we actually like the trig functions, because you can write any function as a sum of trig functions. That's something which is not a part of this course. It's called Fourier theory. But for example, this function which we saw here, this sawtooth function, or this function can be approximated with sine functions. But what happens is there are higher frequencies, and that's why we don't like that so much. You see, that's what is the sound. It doesn't sound very nicely. By the way, I mean, because you can decompose things into sine functions, you can also decompose it So what happened, what they did is they took the piano, and all these tones of the piano, that's kind of your frequencies, which you use, basic frequencies, and then you can put together different keys of the piano, and in order to actually make the piano speak. So it's a pretty amazing thing. And so let's just look at some, how does this sound if you take sinus of 10,000 square root x? What do you think does this sound like?
I think I have it even on the slide. So what happens if you take the sine of the square root function?
What happens with the frequency? So if you take the sine of the square root x, what happens with the frequency here?
Does the frequency become bigger or does it become smaller?
So we have seen sine x squared, which was this function which actually started to oscillate more and more and more and more. What happens here?
What happens with the frequency? It becomes smaller. So it actually hears the sound. So that was just playing this function. Sounds like that. The frequency gets out of sound. So what happens is, and you start with a high frequency and then it becomes wider and wider, and so the frequency goes down.
What about this case? Sinus of 1,000, oh, we have seen that actually at the very beginning.
So here the frequency grows. That's what happens here. Frequency becomes bigger and bigger and bigger because the square function grows faster.